implicit submission. The original Hunger Games trilogy was adapted into four hit films starring Jennifer Lawrence. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dolly Parton's headed to Broadway. Working 9 to 5. The country legend announced today that she is spearheading a new musical based on her life and career. It's called Hello, I'm Dolly. And she says you'll hear all your favorite songs as well as some originals. That show is set to open in 2026. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Is credit card debt weighing you down? Are you losing sleep at night worrying about how much you owe? Have you ever used one credit card to pay off another credit card, just prolonging the problem? You're not alone. Half of all Americans are dealing with troubling credit card debt. But there is an answer. Zero Debt USA has proven strategies to eliminate that troubling credit card interest and get you out of debt fast. They can often get your monthly payment down to less than half of what you're currently paying. Work with a company that can help. Visit ZeroDebtUSA.com. Again, ZeroDebtUSA.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, in this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. You have multiple insurance needs. That's the point. They handle them all. They'll do everything they can to save you money. Sometimes it's bundles and certain cases then go across state lines, but they'll make sure you're fully insured. And they'll do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. This is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And, you know, I'm someone who was born after World War II, but I grew up with parents who lived through World War II. And they talked to me a lot about what the experience was like living here at that time. And when my dad finally went in the military, he was part of Korea. And think about that morning. You wake up in England and you don't know if you're going to live or die that day. And all of a sudden you get off the transport and there's just a hail of gunfire. And somehow you survive it. But then you have to live with the fact that your buddy didn't survive. And it's not just that you survived that day. Think of all the other days and all the other parts of the war you had to survive, too, just to get out of there alive and get back to this country. Once the Allies landed on the shore, it took them less than a year to defeat the Nazis. But those men, some of them teenagers, saved and freed a country, saved and freed a continent, and essentially saved and freed the world. Generals will get credit for what happens. Oh, what a great plan. Just fine. But they're not the ones doing the fighting. they're not the ones that had to improvise on the spot. They aren't the ones that were dropped behind enemy lines on parachutes to end up in the wrong spot and still make it work. But just think about that. We don't have to go. We enjoy everything we have today. And I mean enjoy. Doesn't mean life's perfect. Doesn't mean there aren't challenges. Doesn't mean there aren't hurdles. There aren't problems. Of course there are. But not like that. And we have the chance to work out those problems and work out those incidents in our lives, those speed bumps, and sometimes big hurdles. But at least we have a chance to do it because of what they did on that day and what they did all the way through to finish World War II. The debt of gratitude that that at least I personally feel to them is something I really can't put into words, because I've been able to live, for the most part, a wonderful life. And I've been able to live it in a country with the freedom that we have. And that's because of men like that, who jumped out of a transport over and over and over again, and somehow, some way, foot by foot, got themselves into France. One can only imagine what it was like for them. One can only imagine what they were thinking of as they were going through it. One can only imagine as they were able to survive what they must have thought as their buddy didn't. So, that was 80 years ago today. I don't know if there's anything you want to add, or
I was going to say, it doesn't replicate it, but the closest you can get to the feeling, and I'm sure you've seen this, is the first half an hour of Saving Private Ryan.
Right. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, even that experience in the movie theater, what is it now? Probably almost 25 years ago. It's just. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that it's one of those things you can't really put into, you know, how it felt unless you were actually there.
And, of course, another great movie long before that was The Longest Day. All right. So now let's get to Danny Hurley. And this is interesting. Doug Birdsong made a great point. The suit, I guess, applied for the Lakers job, but he thought they were still in Minneapolis. It's just... Where do we find these people?
He had a new way to use George Mikan.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, we went by the Armory, which is now a parking garage, on the way in on the Big Ten tournament. I said, yep, that's where the Lakers used to play. And seriously, it's what it is. All right, so let's talk about the pluses for Danny Hurley in making a move. And number one, money. Let's get to the bottom line right away. And number two, what he doesn't have to do anymore. You are not out there fundraising. You are not out there doing name, image, and likeness. You're not out there trying to take care of the transfer portal. You're into something that's at least structured, as compared to what college athletics is right now, which is not structured. And that's a problem. And those would be the pluses for him. Why did Jeff Hafley leave as the head football coach at Boston College to become the defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers? He wanted to just coach football. Why did Chip Kelly leave the head coaching job at UCLA to become the offensive coordinator at Ohio State? because at Ohio State, as the OC, he just has to coach football. Dan Hurley would just have to coach basketball with the Lakers. Now let's get to the negatives on his part. Okay. So now the negatives are going to the NBA. Well, number one, you're going to the NBA, which means you do have to deal with all the egos that are involved. And contrary to popular belief, there are a couple. And you do have to deal with that. You'd be dealing with a roster that's aging. I mean, when Anthony Davis is the kid, and Anthony Davis is now, what, 11 years into his NBA career? He's the kid. Now, 11 years in, he's, what, 30, 31 years old. LeBron is going to be 39 in December. Oh, and by the way, the Lakers may draft his son. And you have to deal with that, too. Not that he's a bad kid or anything like that, but it is, I don't think anybody knows how good he actually is.
Plus, it'll be a circus.
Right, it'll be a circus, but again, I don't think people know how good he is. I mean, it's an odd evaluation of a player, and he's about as strange an evaluation of players I've ever seen. Because he had the cardiac arrest. That set him back, both in life and as a basketball player. Then to his credit, he worked his guts out and got himself back. Great. When he, you know, I probably watched USC play 3-4 times last season. And nothing stood out. Like, I mean, nothing stood out. And when you and then he goes to the combine, and it was in Chicago, it was a mix. He did some good things, and he did some things where you're like, oh. And one of them is he's listed at USC as 6'4". Do you know what his actual height is? 6'1.5". Then it makes you wonder about who's doing the measuring over at USC. But he's 6'1.5". He's not a 6'4 guard. Okay? And he'd be inheriting all this. Now, there's a lot of scrutiny being the head coach at UConn, back-to-back national champions. There's a lot with it. So now you have to weigh the money part, whether or not you're a pro coach, because some people are meant to be a pro coach and some people are meant to be a college coach. That's a decision he has to make as to what he's meant to do. And also, you know, his style of play and his style of coaching. Right? A lot of the NBA players like UConn's style of play, so we'll start with that. They do. But you don't stand on the NBA sideline and stomp your foot and just get all hot and bothered over what's going on either by players or by officials. That's not how it goes in the NBA. Watch Joe Mazzullo and Jason Kidd for the next couple weeks. They may get upset about something, but they don't yell and scream. Danny yells and screams. Believe me, I've been there and watched. I've watched Danny coach a couple of games. Not at UConn, but at Rhode Island.
That is my biggest question mark about it, too, is his personality. And not just the screaming and hollering. All, you know, all the Hurleys, Danny, Bobby, the father, they live and die with every loss. And there's a big difference between playing 32 games and playing 82 games.
Right, a big difference, and also how do the players react to you and vice versa? Again, you have to now sit there, and you have to, um, you have to deal with egos. You have to deal with load management.
Adults. I mean, there's a big difference between an 18-year-old and a 39-year-old.
Yeah, there is. But again, here's one. Okay, I'm sorry, but as an adult, I show up for work every day.
Yeah.
Okay. In the NBA, not all the adults show up for work every day. Okay. I mean, when they're complaining about what's the number now? Is it 65 games?
Yeah.
I mean, when they're complaining about the fact that it's too high, what? And I look, and if you're hurt, you're hurt. If you're injured, okay. I mean, all right. But this is the same spot that that Mike Krzyzewski was in with the Lakers. Remember, the Lakers wanted Krzyzewski, and he stayed at Duke. And they didn't have NIL back then.
I was going to say, I bet that decision might be, it might not be different, but I bet he's closer to the Lakers if it's the same environment back then as it now.
Yeah. Yeah, the NIL part, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this where it's just not cut and dry. The Lakers offered Danny Hurley the job. Okay. Well, I'd expect him to take that job. It's the Lakers. No, that's not really the way it is. There are pluses and there are minuses on both sides. It's a very complicated decision for Hurley and his family to make. Yeah. Oh, he'll never leave UConn. No, he could leave UConn, sure. I mean, he could. Because there are certain factors as to how things go in college sports today that are not easy to navigate, right? And yet you question these days how much coaching the head coach can do these days because they're constantly out there trying to either talk to donors, NIL, raise money, whatever. And it's tough being the CEO of a program. It's not easy. You know, when you talk to guys who were head coaches, and they tell you, boy, it feels good just to coach ball. Okay. Interesting dilemma. It's a lot of money, though.
Well, he's got to live in L.A. on that. It's not as much money as it would be in Connecticut.
Is this a complaint about taxes again? I mean, it's like, God, you spent so much time with the suit.
Believe
me, you're right. That's one of the issues about going to California. The tax rate is so high that you ask whether it's if it's worth it. So, all right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
boy.
Interesting decision. It's not as easy as people would think. It's a little complicated. Yeah.
He knows what his salary cap will be in L.A.
True. Well, you sort of know what it is on, you know, the 22% part. You know what, you know. But you also don't know on the college level what the decision is based on Title IX and how much money goes where. You know, that part you don't know. Now, athletic directors are openly talking with their with their coaches about this and how what the allocation has the potential to look like starting in the fall of 2025. But take a look at tonight. Where are the basketball and football coaches tonight? They're in Pittston. Why? Because it's an NIL night. It's one thing that the settlement, I think some people had hoped, would put some brakes on NIL. But there's nothing in there right now that does that. That's why they're going to have to do collective bargaining. They'll have to do it at some point. So there'll have to be some entity to negotiate with to at least get some parameters around it, because right now, even with the $22 million that everybody has to come up with, it is still the Wild West.
That just means, you know, it just means that somebody, they're going to add on to the $22 million, or the NIL is going to be on top of the $22 million. It'll just be an arms race to see who can add on to the top of it to pay them more, I mean, until there is a cap.
Well, look at the transfer portal.
Yeah.
For Ohio State. The claim is in Columbus that Ohio State and the transfer portal used $12 million to get like 10 players.
Oh. Tripp doesn't come cheap to be the offensive coordinator either.
No, he doesn't. But the story when it comes to the transfer portal is it may have taken $10 to $12 million.
Ryan Day thought there was pressure the last 2 years. Wait to see what happens if he loses a game with that roster.
Yeah, but I'm sure they felt they had to do everything they could and pull out every single stop they could get to.
Yeah.
So they could get past the Oregons, the Penn States, and the Michigans along the way. You know, especially the Michigan part, which they haven't won the last 2 years.
Win this year. Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I think Will Howard, for example, is a good quarterback. But I think Will Howard is a good college quarterback. I didn't say he was a great college quarterback, but he's a good college quarterback.
Is he exponentially better than Kyle McCord? Probably not.
That I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I think he is in some ways. Now, the freshman they brought in is a very talented player who's on the roster. But you would think Howard was brought there for a reason. And that's to be the quarterback this year.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way, routine to difficult, all at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. You always want to deal with the best in the business. I was fortunate I did exactly that. Sunbury Motors was tremendous for me to deal with. No. Ended up with an awesome vehicle out of it and a great experience. The opening ceremonies for the Pennsylvania Summer Special Olympics tonight at Medler Field, Lebronto Park. And I'm one of the MCs tonight, so we'll do that. And then the Spikes, who opened the season on the road, finally get home for a three-game weekend series, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's always fun for me to do play-by-play of anything. So I'm looking forward to it very much. All right. The that $7.5 billion to buy a minority stake in the Eagles, it screams Matt Catrillo.
Maybe we should take up the hat.
A GoFundMe page.
There we go. That might turn into a GoFundMe page for him not to buy the Eagles, though.
Well, no, the problem is going to be is America not wanting him to buy the Eagles. I mean, that's the problem.
He's going to need a second segment.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. Oh, yeah, second segment. Did you see that? A second segment with Matt. I'm part owner of the Eagles.
Well, if he's part owner, he could sponsor his own segment.
Well, it'd be like if he bought a piece of stock in the Packers, like just got a certificate. A part owner of the Packers, you need to deal with me. Really? No, I don't think so. That's how you know that. I mean, the Packers are the reason you know all the NFL money. You know what the average profit was per NFL team a year ago?
$100 million.
$137 million. That was the average profit for an NFL team. $137 million. And now I can see Matt being a part of that. And all he has to do is come up with $7.5 billion.
Yeah, I get 10 friends, split it 10 ways.
Yeah, but he'd have to come up with 10 friends. Oh. Oh. You actually had a good conversation with him the other day, right?
I usually do. As long as we're not talking about national sports.
Oh, it just... Oh.
I have a quick update. Yeah, we talked to Steve Klein a couple weeks ago, the IUP coach. They are still alive at the Division II World Series. They just completed a 10-8 win. Not quite sure how the bracket works out, but they're one of the last three teams left. Catatawa, is that how you say that? And Tampa are playing in the other game right now.
Okay. Very nice. Well, that's terrific. Let's see how things play out for them.
It's kind of like the regional or the super regional. They lost the first game to Seton Hill, Seton Hill, and then came back and won the last two. And then they lost the first game on Saturday on what I think was a pretty controversial call when I watched it. And then they came back and have won out 2-1-1 games in that span as well. So they've been playing pretty well.
And how deep are we?
Three teams left.
Okay, how deep are we, though? How many games to get to State College?
So we're in the quarters. So you have to win today and Monday.
Okay.
Well, for Selinsgrove Grove and Midwest, now win tomorrow and Monday. But
right, sure.
Point taken.
Right. All right. And we'll see if they can get here. I know when Selinsgrove got here a few years ago, they won the whole thing.
They won in 2019, and they were out there in 21, I believe.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it was last year. We were out there last year. What am I thinking?
Well, you know what the PIAA loves about the ballpark here, both baseball and softball? The size of it's just right, because they have gone to... I know they've gone to Altoona. In the Curve, they have a marvelous ballpark. I believe they've also gone to City Island.
Yeah, I've been to City Island. Southern won a state title there like in 2001 or something like that.
But the problem is not the venue. Venue's terrific. Each one. But the size of it, when you have a constant turnover in fan bases, there are very few people that stay and watch all the games. Usually they come in to watch their team, and when their school is done, they move on. And because of the constant turnover in fans, because State College, because Medlar Field Lebrano Park is 5,500 seats, it looks relatively full no matter who's playing. They love that.
Well, I think that's been the biggest plus for moving the... I was not a big fan of moving the football. I mean, obviously the locker rooms at Hershey Stadium weren't great, but right. I think that's helped been huge for the atmosphere at the state football finals, moving to... I know people aren't excited about not playing it at a college or a stadium, but I think the atmosphere has been much better at Cumberland Valley the last 2 years.
Well, I remember, I want to say it was 1988, and it was the first time that they played the state championship games at Beaver Stadium. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a great idea, right?
And that's what a lot of people push for, but that's 5,000 people in a 110,000-seat stadium looks
you
awful.
Get completely lost in there. I mean, it just looks like there's nobody there. And that's what they're trying to avoid with the basketball, baseball, softball, wrestling, football championships. They want to make it look like it's a really good crowd on hand to watch them play. So, I hear him in the background. Is there any way he knows how, even off the air, to be gentle and quiet?
He's helping me out. I can't complain. Sweeney was a little quiet in the interview when I opened it up, so he's fixing that for me on the computer.
I see. How about, can he do it in silence?
Actually, I think it was his own voice on a commercial. I don't even think it was his voice.
Oh, boy. Was the information in the commercial correct?
Now that I don't know. I could hear his voice, but not which commercial it was. It was probably the Evan one.
Okay, perfect. Oh, goodness. Well, interesting day. We'll see. I do expect that this will be the day they make a recommendation on pushing forward with logos on jerseys and things like that. That's something that you have to open up more space for revenue. And this is one step in that direction.
I'm a little surprised that we don't know at 2:45 since they were supposed to meet about it today. I wonder if they're arguing about it.
They could have met this afternoon. I mean, I didn't know. A lot of times we don't find out about this stuff until after 5:00. I mean, I feel like it's on an everyday basis when there's a meeting, what do they want to do, and so forth. And they finally put out a press release after 5:00 of what they did or didn't do.
I feel like these college people are meeting in the summertime. They want to be out as soon as possible and get the vote done, so maybe get 18 in or hit the pool before it gets dark.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the public relations people don't just wait and hold
well, that's
put it
true.
Out until after 5:00.
This is true.
I mean, that's Yeah. All you got to do is be on the sixth hole and say, hey, I think we ought to put it out now. Hit a button. Okay, got it.
That's true. It is 2024.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, sir. All right, we'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. As we continue, brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Oh, great, the Suits theme song. All right, No?
It is my favorite scene in Anchorman.
Really? I've seen that movie a couple of times,
I'm embarrassed to say how many times I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I think, isn't Steve Carell in it as
the weatherman? Yeah,
as the weatherman. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I have a particular fondness for Will Ferrell movies.
Well, I think Ferrell's funny. I do. I do think he's funny.
My wife's favorite line is, "Are you watching this again?"
Oh, no.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
And I will laugh at the same parts I always laugh at.
Well, that's okay. It's all right. You know? The heck? Nothing wrong with that.
Now I just have to figure out the correct age to let my daughter watch them.
Oh, 30. Yeah. I think 30's pretty good, don't you?
It's weird. I used to be allowed to watch what I want because nothing really got to me, but then my brother wasn't allowed to watch R-rated movies till he was like 14 because he didn't handle that stuff real well.
No, really?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's all right.
Different personalities.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, Anchorman, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
It's one of those things that it ended up, there was my buddy, this is probably when it first came out on DVD, didn't have cable, so the only two things that he had to watch were Anchorman and a mountain bike video.
Okay, well, that does limit your possibilities here.
Back 20 years ago when I was still living the bachelor life.
Ah, yes. Now look at you.
Yeah. Actually, I have a couch and a TV now.
Man. Seeing you move up like that? Yeah, got it.
Brings a tear to my parents' eye.
Yeah, how about that? There's certain things my parents, my mom was adamant that my brother and I not watch the Three Stooges. Adamant. That's how we got. Of course, what did we do?
watch the Three Stooges constantly?
Of course we did. We're human.
Hey, I'm younger than you, and my mom was adamantly against the Three Stooges, too.
You can't watch that.
How else do you learn to stick your hand up in front of your eyes so you don't get poked?
We didn't use that kind of logic. I don't think we used any logic, to be honest with you.
There it is now. You have to watch the Three Stooges for self-defense tips.
There you go. Yeah.
They were still showing them on, I think it's called, I don't know, it's a lot of old TV shows. It's not even in HD. It's in one of my channels. I used to watch it sometimes in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
Within the last 2 or 3 years, yeah, they were showing all, they used to show like a 2-hour block of the Three Stooges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, how about that?
I'll have to find out if that's still on.
Yeah. I like it.
See, we sound smart on here, and then our comedy turn is Will Ferrell and the Three Stooges.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. We're on here doing all this brilliant stuff all the time, and then we come out and go, you know, hey, by the way, I thought Curly Larry and Mo were a riot.
You know who's a comedic genius? Mo Howard.
Oh, I agree.
Wow.
Mo Howard is a comedic genius. Yeah? Yeah. I'm there.
Hey, it's OnePlus. We didn't spend the last 10 minutes making fun of the suit, right? Which is what usually happens at this point.
Yeah, he's more like Larry Fine. the unsung one.
Unfortunately, both he and I are built like Curly.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. That's not good.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, well. It's what we do.
Plus you got a whole 24 hours to come up with more jokes with him tomorrow.
Is he on tomorrow?
I think that's who it is. Yeah, that's who was going to do it today.
Oh, is there any way we can record the show?
Hey, talk to Dick tonight.
Yeah, DJ's got... We're going to be in between one. I'd say we'll probably get DJ about 1:10 to 1:15 tomorrow. I think we're in between Gainesville and Louisville tomorrow to talk about the Belmont Stakes. So, I mean, he's going to sit there, and the suit is going to be locked in on what Dick has to say about the Belmont. This is where Suit the Greek shows up. And this is a really hard race to call. I mean, you've had a Preakness winner, you have a Kentucky Derby winner, and you have a track that's not the traditional once around for the mile and a half in the Belmont because they're racing in Saratoga. Now, the jockeys are used to it, yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah, it's just different. I don't know if they have to go past the grandstand twice or just once. I don't know. I'll ask him that.
So I'm not realizing. So Dick is doing like the car wash thing throughout the entire...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got a bunch of them. We bring him on. We bring him on because he's an expert at it.
Well, I'm not arguing that point, but...
You know, I mean, he is so highly thought of in the industry. Hey, by the way, let me give you the stat of all stats right now in baseball. Aaron Nola has a 2.77 ERA. And that's the worst of the starters. How about that?
I feel like we could do a whole segment on this, on the Phillies numbers this season. Just remember talking to those guys in the preseason where they're like, just hope to get off to a good start this season. I don't think anybody thought this good of a start.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, Aaron Nola, who's been outstanding, has a 2.77 ERA, which probably would lead 26 other teams in ERA. Yet among the Philly starters, his is the worst.
Yeah, he's no Ranger Suarez.
Very few are.